Eagle 97.7 with Petch and Amy, and special guest on the show right now from Special Olympics, the one and only, the legendary John Busby on the show. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Quite an introduction there. I appreciate that. I've never had an introduction like that before. Can you send that to my wife and my kids? And
I'm special. He said it. The British guy said it.
I keep telling him.
You should get somebody who actually has some kind of merit to
That's
say
right.
it to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Nothing at all.
Every year we look forward to talking to you. We actually talked to you multiple times throughout the year. This time brought you in for Polar Bear Plunge. It's coming up, and I mean, it's been a pretty decent winter so far, if you want to say that. Do you think that will help your number of plungers?
You know what? We've realized over the 24 years, and this is the 25th plunge, mm-hmm. so it's a special one to begin with, but we've realized the weather really doesn't matter. They're either dedicated or they're going to do it if it's, you know, unless it was a minus 25 degree day like it was back in 1995, then mm-hmm. people from the day of aren't going to show up most mm-hmm. likely. We've always said rain would be a disaster for our walk-up plungers and a lot of people. You know, I don't know how many people, even if they paid the $75, would come down to do it in the rain, but you know, we've learned that the air temperature really doesn't play a role in mm-hmm. the numbers. And that's probably a good thing because the weather does fluctuate so much.
And what happens is I've only done it once. You think the buildup to it was so much more traumatizing in my head.
<is. laughs>
And then we got there and it's packed. The beach is packed. It's a lot of fun. There's such a good energy and good vibe all along the boardwalk in Rehoboth.
Yep.
Everybody does, you do two waves. And then you like the two waves of people going in. You're in for 5 seconds and then out.
Yeah, it really is.
It's, you know, but me thinking about it for 3 months, like, I'm going to do plunge. I was like, oh, I actually had a really good time.
Yeah, it is true. I remember the first year I did it, we were setting up, of course, for a few hours and it was freezing. I thought, there's no way I'm doing this.
Now,
and then,
you
23 years later.
You have to pre-register or you do walk-ins as well? How can people get signed up for it?
You can do both. We suggest they register ahead of time. It's only $10 mm-hmm. to start with. In other words, that guarantees your sweatshirt the day of the event. If you wait till the day of the event to register mm-hmm. or that weekend down in Rehoboth, we still get your sweatshirt, but mm-hmm. it's usually after the event. But there's a lot of people like to have that sweatshirt.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you want to walk home with that sweatshirt.
Every year.
And they are, yeah. So, and it's a total of $75 when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. They can go to plungede.org to register today online.
And of course, that special one, 25 years. Yeah. I mean, and you've been involved in them all, is that correct?
I actually missed the first one. Okay. Funny story. My ex-wife and I went to a mm-hmm. wedding of two people that are now divorced.
Oh, so that was good vibes all around.
What a bad decision that was for me to miss. Yeah, there's only like four people in the state who have done all 25. I could have been the fifth.
Nope. Instead, there you were.
There I was.
Eating cake. People don't like each
That's
other
right.
anymore.
Yeah, I think it was a cash bar that day, too. So.
But it's not just a plunge. A plunge is on Sunday every year. This is on Sunday, February 7th. You guys do stuff all weekend long, starting on the Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday people arrive, and a lot of the restaurants and bars have specials for the Bears once they sign in down mm-hmm. at the Atlantic Sands. And then Saturday, we have the 5K run of the plunge. We have what we call Fire and Ice Festival, which will be at the Fire Hall this year because the convention center is under construction.
Hot wings and ice cream?
Hot wings and ice cream, yeah.
Nice combo.
It is, and it's great if you have kids.
I'm lactose intolerant and spicy hurt, so I would be in a bad way.
And then the restaurant chili tasting contest is a hugely popular thing. In fact, we bumped it up earlier this year. It's 2:30 to 5 instead of 3 to 5. $5, all the chili you can eat around the town.
Do you remember who won last year?
You know what? I don't. It's on our website. I know that.
I thought it was somebody we knew that won.
I think it might have been.
So what do all the funds go to for Special Olympics Delaware? Because I think people aren't sure maybe where their money is going to.
The great thing about it is every single dime stays in the state. We raised $780,000 last year alone. We've raised over $8.3 million in the 24 years. 3,700 athletes, children and adults with intellectual disabilities benefit from our program year-round. They participate in 20 sports. Right now they're getting ready for a big bowling event, and then we go to basketball. And so there's always something for them to do. It's completely free to our athletes. It does not cost a dime to be part of Special Olympics.
How important do you think Special Olympics Delaware is to your athletes?
It's amazing to me. I've been doing that for 27 mm-hmm. years, and when I started, it was all about sports to me. And what I've learned is how much our athletes get out of Special Olympics away from sports. The relationships that they form, the friendships that they make.
Wow.
For our adults especially, it's the social aspect mm-hmm. for them. They love to get together. And you ask our Special Olympics athletes why they do Special Olympics, they say because it's fun. And the fun is competing, the fun is practicing, but the fun is also being around people they enjoy being with.
So one more time, if anyone wants to register for the run or for the polar bear plunge, how do they do that, John?
It It is at plungede.org. And if they're uncomfortable doing their credit card over the internet, it's completely safe. But some people don't like to do that. There is printable registration forms they can send us. $10 down, get you all signed up, and then you have time to raise the money.
Well, perfect. Good luck to you. And we'll see you on Sunday, February 7th, for the 25th annual Lewis Polar Bear Plunge.